Heaven, Texas, by Susan Elizabeth Phillips. Copyright 1995 by Susan Elizabeth Phillips. This recording of the full-length reading of Heaven, Texas was published by arrangement with the author and the Axelrod Agency and was produced in 1996 by Books on Tape, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Neither this recording nor any part thereof may be reproduced or used for any purpose without prior written authority from Books on Tape, Incorporated. This book is read by Anna Fields. Dedication. To all my old friends in La Leche League, thanks for being the first ones to tell me that you liked what I wrote. Chapter 1. A bodyguard? I don't need any damn bodyguard. The silver toes of Bobby Tom Denton's purple lizard-skin cowboy boots flashed in the sunlight as the ex-football player stalked across the carpet and planted the heels of his hands on his attorney's desk. Jack Akins regarded him cautiously. Windmill Studios thinks you do. I don't happen to care what they think. Everybody knows there isn't a single person living in all of Southern California who's got a lick of sense. Bobby Tom straightened. Well, maybe some of the ranchers do, but not other than that. He folded his lanky frame into a leather chair, propped his boots on the desktop, and crossed his ankles. Jack Akins observed the man who was his most important client. Today Bobby Tom was dressed almost conservatively, in white linen trousers, a lavender silk shirt, his purple lizard-skin boots, and a light gray Stetson. The former wide receiver didn't go anywhere without a Stetson. Some of his girlfriends swore he even made love wearing it.